The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
On need for the introduction of legislation to safeguard adults in a bid to curb an increase in the number of cases of abuse of elders and pensioners. Figures show that almost 16,000 cases of elder abuse have been reported to the HSE executive over the last 5 years, with criminal gangs around the country exploiting and targeting many seniors in our society. Today is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and we'll speak with Age Action in just a minute. But Ralph Regal of the Irish Independent has been writing about this today. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Nothing unusual in that there are vulnerable people who are preyed upon by, let's face it, evil people who see that vulnerability and take advantage of it. But the way they do it seems to be changing.
It is. And I think there's something particularly reprehensible that you have criminal gangs out there that are exploiting the fear of people in what is essentially a cost of living crisis, that you have a lot of elderly people very concerned by what they see on their news, the rising price of fuel, the rising price of home heating oil, concerns about things like turf, how they're going to heat their homes, how can they upgrade their homes. And thrown into this mix of concerns, you have criminal gangs that are basically using that as a ploy to try and steal from these vulnerable people. So in one particular case, there was a man, an elderly man living alone, and he had a gang call to him saying that he was no longer going to be able to burn turf in his home and that he had to sign up to a fuel replacement scheme, of which there is no such scheme. And that, but that to do so, he had to pay cash up front. In another case, there was an elderly person was targeted saying that they had to upgrade their windows to try and improve the heat retention of their home, but that cash up front was required for this work. So there's lots of those cases where the concern and the fear of people, given the spiraling costs facing us at the moment, and in particular, you know, things surrounding heat, which is like one of the basic necessities for people, you know, autumn time, winter time, and using those fears basically to steal from people.
The methodology here is to browbeat, to knock on the door, identify an issue for which that person will have a concern, a legitimate concern, and then just turn up and keep turning up until such time as money is handed over. So there are gangs of people who literally this is their career as far as they're concerned, and they're actually in your part of the world, in the southwest.
Yeah, very much so, Jonathan. And it's unfortunately, it's nothing new. I mean, this has been going on for some considerable period of time. And traditionally, over the years, it would have been things like home improvements, work to the roof, work to the gutters, walls, which was either never done and cash payments were taken up front, or else the work was done. It was done to a horrendous standard. The householder was overcharged many multiple times for the work that was actually done. And people felt intimidated. Now, in some cases, these people that are calling to homes are actually quite believable. They have fake photo ID. They have very plausible stories. And what the guards have done, the guards have prepared a kind of a special briefing note for people. First of all, they're asking anyone in a community, you know, keep an eye out for your elderly neighbours, anyone who's vulnerable in the community who might live alone. And if you see what you consider to be suspicious or potentially bogus, people calling door to door, alert your local Gardaí. And there's a set of guidelines then for people, you know, don't give cash up front. Never allow strangers, no matter how legitimate they may seem to be, never allow them unsupervised access to your home. Never hand out your bank details. If you do want to get work done to your house and someone offers to do that work and it seems a very good price, even still, check around with other builders or other workmen, get comparable quotes. And when you do so, make sure, do your research, make sure you're dealing with legitimate tradespeople, of which, you know, there are fantastic tradesmen out there, and they will have no problem if you're concerned. Say, look, will you call back in a couple of days' time? Legitimate tradesmen will have no problem doing that.
Let's bring in Nat O'Connor, who's Public Affairs and Policy Specialist with Age Action. It's the nature of how it's changing. Ralph described it very well there. It would have years ago been tarmac the drive, clean the gutters. Now it's you can't burn turf anymore, or we'll put solar panels up on your roof.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, these are crimes. These are criminal gangs that have been described. And people can feel a terrible fear and shame if they're caught out by a scam. And they'd be almost afraid to tell anybody. But we'd encourage anybody to reach out to the Gardaí if they're, you know, suspicious of criminal activity, but also reach out to other organisations who can give you advice on whether such a scheme like the fuel replacement scheme really exists or whatever it might be. And I think on World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, there's another issue that we need to get at, which is the abuse that's often underreported, which is unfortunately abuse that can happen in a family environment. you know, because although you have these very high-profile criminal cases, thankfully, they're relatively rare, and older persons generally are less likely to be victims of crime than the general population. But unfortunately, there are thousands of people every year who suffer abuse, and it's underreported because it's often happening in a family environment where people, again, are often afraid to come forward because of the shame. It's rare that people want to press charges with the Gardaí. Mm. But we're talking serious cases of not just psychological abuse, but also financial abuse, physical abuse that can happen in the home or in another residential setting. So we're very concerned that the legal framework needs to be put in place in this country, because we're currently missing laws like adult safeguarding law that we need to make it a criminal offence to be abusing older people. We need to extend what we mean by coercive control beyond just an intimate relationship with a spouse or partner to include that kind of parent-child relationship or any other relationship involving an older person. And also we need a commissioner for ageing and older persons to be the kind of independent authority and voice on these issues. So there's a lot that we're missing in this country that exists in other jurisdictions that would help deal with this wider picture of abuse.
Nat, one of the things you raised there is part of the modus operandi of these abusers is that they target people who will feel shamed that they were caught, that, you know, they've gotten through their lives at this point by being sensible, clever people. But because they are older and vulnerable, they've been targeted here. And that prevents reporting, both in domestic situations and also if people are targeted by criminal gangs. We need to shift that, don't we?
Absolutely. And we need, any one of us could be taken in by a scam. And increasingly now with the scams that come in on the email or on the mobile phone or, you know, fake calls, we can all be taken in by what can seem very plausible scams. And if someone comes to your door, you're at home, you're perhaps unprepared, you know, that kind of cold calling in terms of sales pitch, you know, it could be a legitimate salesperson, or likewise, it could be somebody undergoing a scam. And people should just prepare themselves in the sense that, you know, don't agree to anything on the spur of the moment. You know, all of us can be sort of taken advantage of, told, oh, you have to sign up today because it's some special offer or because it's the last chance. But just to seek advice, reach out to either friends or family or to a number of organizations who can give you advice, and you can deal with these issues in a sort of in a cool, calm, collected manner.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Nat O'Connor, Public Affairs and Policy Specialist with Age Action. Thank you very much for joining us. Ralph Regal from the Irish Independent before that as well. If you speak to older people, as we all do on a regular basis, it is that sense that they feel terrible that they were caught. And you know, how could I have been so stupid? But it's not stupidity. It's the fact that you are the victim. Everybody who's the victim of a crime will feel that somehow it's their fault. It's not. But you need to have those conversations and you need to report it to the Gardaí. In my experience, the Gardaí always receptive if someone in a vulnerable position walks in and tells them their problem.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.